the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. We have a really special show for you this morning. This is a pre-recorded program, so unfortunately we won't be able to ask you for your questions during our show today. But we have a really wonderful guest this morning. His name is Mike Kramer. Mike is a CPA in Chicago who has a great entrepreneurial history, and he's going to share with us this morning a concept he has to help every business owner in the country and even beyond the U.S. succeed in business. He's got great background, and he's basing his new enterprise on the many experiences he's had as an entrepreneur himself. Mike, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you so much, Tony, and thank you, Randy.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Nice to have you with us.
Mike is actually a CPA who lives in Chicago, and he's had a very generous and broad background in business. We're going to use the first few minutes of our program this morning to learn a little bit about Mike. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about your history. What do you do in Chicago, and what is this thing called Success Score and Manage Hub?
All right. Well, yes, I'm a CPA by profession, but really I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I've launched many companies, and like most entrepreneurs, the more you get involved in business, the more passionate you become in wanting to help other small businesses succeed. Spread the knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my latest company is ManageHub, and it includes ManageHub software, the ManageHub Accelerator, and now the ManageHub Success Score, and they're all focused squarely on helping small businesses succeed.
And what does that lead up to, Mike? What's the premise for your templates of Success Score and ManageHub? It has something to do with Baldrige, the Alliance for Performance Excellence. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, for years, we've all heard the statistics about how small businesses are struggling. They're having a difficult time sustaining themselves in the long term. And everybody is puzzled and scratching their heads wondering, why is this happening? So in 2011, we started a research project to try and identify some hidden truths. And what we discovered is what we call the management gap. And what our research shows is that business owners are under the false impression that their businesses are prepared to sustain for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
But really, they don't have the basic infrastructure necessary to become nimble and flexible and innovative and remain profitable in the long term. This has many implications, by the way, including, you know, implications for employees, their employees, but also for a succession plan. It becomes very difficult for these businesses to sell their companies.
Mike, you have some really useful and helpful, you've been through boot camp and your experience as an entrepreneur. Can you share with us some highlights of what you learned? What did you do as an entrepreneur, and what did you learn from that experience in Chicago?
Well, are you asking about my personal experiences as an entrepreneur?
Yes,
or,
yes.
I started out at the ripe old age of 23, starting a pharmaceutical repackaging and distribution company. And it was a very intense company. It was licensed by the FDA as a manufacturer and ultimately about 37 states. We were also licensed by the DEA. We had tremendous regulatory compliance issues that we had to comply with, and it really taught me the importance of creating a standardized company where you can develop consistent operations that are performed with excellence by everybody in the organization. And I've taken that same knowledge and helped other organizations create a systematic business where it runs itself. It's a finely tuned machine.
Mike, Randy, when you're looking at the situation, I'm hearing some things that sound a little bit like the lean concept. Is that something that you've worked with and have used in this system?
Yeah, so what's very interesting about all these quality management models is the more you learn about them, the more they are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call Lean, you can call Six Sigma, ISO, Baldrige, TQM, Quality Circles. There's a fundamental truth to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The essential elements of quality management, Lean, of course, Agile, all of them share a root of creating a foundation of excellence. That is what we are devoting ourselves to in the Manage Hub program, whether it's the software, the accelerator, or the success score. We want, our mission is to give small businesses access to the same kinds of quality management practices that the large companies use to become sustainable and successful.
And Mike, you work with the Alliance for Performance Excellence. What is that organization?
So let's take a step back and explain what Baldrige is.
Because yes.
Baldrige was created in 1987 by U.S. Congress to promote quality excellence among American businesses. And if I take you back to the 80s, and I'm old enough to do it, mm-hmm. You'll remember that quality was a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
The Congress was very concerned about America losing its footing in the global economy. It was only emerging at that point, and now it's here. So imagine how much more so we need Baldrige. And what Baldrige did is it compiled the 70 years of management thought and theory into a holistic leadership framework. And they created an award, the Baldrige Award. And for years and years and years, the Baldrige Award was given out to the largest companies once they prove that they're complying with standards of excellence. So when Congress created the Baldrige program, they identified categories of organizations they wanted to benefit. Small businesses were among them. Actually, A number one was small business. But the complexity of translating theory into practice was overwhelming for small businesses. It was just too difficult. And so in an era of trickle-down economics, it never quite trickled down to small businesses. So what we've done is we've partnered with the Alliance for Performance Excellence. So the way Baldrige works is Baldrige gives a national program award, and then there are 37 state and regional independent organizations that provide state and regional awards.
Mm-hmm.
You first have to win the state award before you can win the national award.
Got it.
And the Alliance works directly with Baldrige. It's called the Baldrige Enterprise. And we've partnered with the Alliance to make Baldrige excellence accessible for the first time to small businesses, and we do it through ManageHub.
Mike, we're going to take a quick break right now. That's a great explanation. We'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Hayling, simplify the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Hayling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Sing a little bit of this working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day.
And welcome back to our show this morning. We're speaking with Mike Kramer, a CPA in Chicago, Illinois, who has a great idea to help businesses succeed. Existing small businesses, I always want to deliver quality products and services to their customers, and they want to grow and become profitable. And Mike has a great program to help them accomplish that. Mike, we were talking a little bit in the first segment about the relationship with between the Alliance for Performance Excellence and Baldrige, and you referred to small business. Why small business? What do you see as small business? What's your definition of it, and why small business?
Well, the SBA's definition of small business is any organization with fewer than 500 employees.
Mm-hmm.
But really, when we think about small business, we're thinking about, you know, Main Street USA, small manufacturing businesses, medical practices. They typically have 50 or less employees, mm-hmm. or 150 employees, something smaller. And then you can get down to the smallest businesses, the solo entrepreneurs or somebody who has just two or three employees. They're worthy of support also. The beautiful thing about quality management, whether it's Baldrige or Lean or TQM or Quality Circles, is once you start hiring employees, all of these methodologies really start to drive tremendous benefit. The more access we could provide smaller organizations that have employees, the more success that we will see in our economy.
Now, you base that on a lot of research that you and the SBA and the Kauffman Foundation have done over the years. Many business owners probably think they're building a successful business, but it's really just a house of cards. Could be.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about this idea of access, because the problem has been that small organizations, the 500 employee company, can well afford to hire an army of consultants to come in and help them adopt quality management.
Yes.
The solo entrepreneur, the entrepreneur that has 5 employees, 10 employees, 70 employees, they don't have as easy access. So what we've done is we've partnered with the Alliance for Performance Excellence to create a suite of tools that will allow smaller organizations to easily adopt right-sized quality management practices for small business. It provides small businesses with access to the essential elements. It allows them to start their Baldrige journey.
Mm-hmm. Mike, if people want to learn more about what you're doing, how can they find that out? How do they contact you? What's a website they can go to?
They can go to www.managehubaccelerator.com, and they'll see all the information right there, including access to our success score.
Mike, when you're working with the smaller sized people and so on kind of the sweet spot where you'll find score also. And we're just wondering, how do you see score working with this kind of a program?
Well, we've had tremendous support from score. I'm so glad that you mentioned it. In Chicago, where I'm based, we've had 7 cohorts of entrepreneurs going through our Manage Hub Accelerator program. So SCORE is a key partner, and I hope that more and more SCORE chapters around the country and in Wisconsin will create Manage Hub Accelerator programs to provide access to their small business community to quality management practices.
Okay, so it seems like an excellent tool for us to really understand and to use to help our clients to succeed.
Yeah, well, and here's a really interesting point that just popped into my head. You know, we spend so much time and so much money helping people start businesses. They call it startups. It's very exciting, right? They get all the press. And millions of dollars flood into startup accelerator and incubator programs. But what about the established business? The organization that's invested their hard-earned money, they found traction, and now they're struggling. Their growth has plateaued. They need a way to fire up the engines and break through to their next level of success. Our whole mission is to help those kinds of established businesses create scalability in their organization so they can grow and still avoid those growing and slowing pains, mm-hmm. that makes it so stressful to start a business and grow it.
Okay, kind of allowing them to learn from others' mistakes without making them all themselves.
Exactly. And really, just a couple of tips will help them avoid a lot of those growing and slowing pains. This is not complicated. You know, when we talk about Lean and Six Sigma and ISO and all these quality management methods, people get worried, you know, oh, my God, it's so complex. But really, when you break it down to the essential elements, it's really quite simple.
And it's very intuitive and common sense. Mike, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Well, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're doing a pre-recorded program with Mike Kramer, a CPA in Chicago. We're talking about a template, a business system he has developed to help bring the excellence standards of Baldrige and the Alliance for Performance Excellence down to the existing small business so that's affordable and it's easy to do. But first, before we continue our conversation with Mike, I'd like to mention a couple things about our local SCORE chapter. We are a SCORE chapter located in Appleton. We're located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter. We service an area that goes from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And what SCORE does as a national organization is we offer free confidential mentoring to business owners who are in business or those who are looking to start a business. And in our chapter, we have some really skilled people who have some great talents. They've been there. They've done that. So if you as a business owner or looking to start a business have questions about marketing, IT, process, banking, accounting, cash flow, give SCORE an opportunity to talk to you and come to us. We'll be very happy to answer your questions for you. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the Chamber office at 734-7101. One other thing we do at the SCORE chapter, in addition to the free mentoring, is we offer seminars. Randy, tell us what's coming up.
Okay, well, we've got one seminar now coming up in December. It's going to be held on December the 16th, and the title of it is What New Business Owners Need to Know About Taxes and Accounting.
It's going to be time of the year again.
Yeah, it's going to be presented by Kurt Haling of Albertson Haling CPAs, and they are going to go over, and Kurt is going to go over many of the things that are going on that you need to be aware of in your planning for next year and also working with your tax questions for this year. So it's going to be a very, very informative session. They said December the 16th. It'll be from 6 to 8 in the evening. It's free. And it's going to be held at the CAP Services office located in Waupaca. We're going to move it out there to get some of the people who don't normally come into Appleton and so on. So it'll be at the CAP Services office. That's at 101 Tower Road in Waupaca. You can register, of course, on our website at foxcities.score.org under the local programs section there. So click on that tab, register. At least that way we know you're coming, and we'll be able to provide enough seating and everything for it. But it's going to be an excellent program, December the 16th.
And this is the fourth seminar we're doing in partnership with the CAP Services this year.
Right, which has been very, very successful.
Yeah, we're reaching out and working with other organizations to bring better services to our entrepreneurs. Finally, we want to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. Without them, we would not be able to do this show. And we've been on the air for over 12, 14 years now, so thank you to all of our sponsors. And currently, those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs. Randy was just mentioning Kurt Haling's going to do the presentation. Thanks, Kurt, for sponsoring Biz Talk. Also want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge. Sarah is an attorney who focuses just on business law. She doesn't do personal injury or divorce, just business law. So we encourage you to give Sarah an opportunity. She wants you to know your options. We also want to thank Bank First National. They're opening up a new office on West Wisconsin Avenue. I saw Joan last night at the Chamber event, and they're going to open January 19th. So look for that grand opening coming up in the first quarter of next year. Also want to thank Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski over there, for helping to build and support our BizTalk with SCORE website. We really appreciate all the kindnesses and the support that they give us to help make us make it available that you can listen to archived radio programs going back now over 4 years. And finally, we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. If you're in business, and for only $20 a year, if you're not subscribed to it, you should be. You can subscribe to the Business News, and you can keep current with what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. Let's turn back to Mike Kramer now. We've been talking about ManageHub and the success score and Baldrige Excellence and the Alliance for Performance Excellence and the things that Mike is currently doing to roll that out for business owners. Mike, tell us, what is excellence? Tell us about, can you define that term?
Well, really, it's performance excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Performance excellence. And it's creating a solid foundation that a business can grow upon. And what happens in most organizations is they don't have maturity in six identified dimensions that are identified by the Baldrige framework.
Okay. And what are you doing to address that? How do business owners start to, if they want to develop performance excellence, your system is really the first of its kind. It's even endorsed by the Alliance for Performance Excellence. Why don't you talk about that endorsement for a moment?
Well, it's a collaboration with the Alliance for Performance Excellence because they're frustrated, just like we all are frustrated, that smaller organizations have not had access to quality management practices. And they see ManageHub and ManageHub software, the accelerator, and now the success score as a on-ramp that small businesses can use that is easy, it's approachable, and it results in immediate ROI for the organization. And so when you think of excellence, you can start thinking about the quality of your products and services. Are they consistent?
Mike, there are statistics out there these days that for the first time in the history of our country, small businesses are failing more than at a faster rate than new startups are starting up.
Yeah, it's frightening.
And I think this program you're developing is coming at an opportune time for maybe entrepreneurs to make a difference in that statistic.
Yeah, that is one of our primary focuses. You know, there's all this talk about businesses not getting loans from banks.
Right.
But one of the big problems really is that they don't qualify to be lent to.
Correct.
And a lot of the reason falls upon the fact that they are not excellent. Mm-hmm. They don't have a sustainable business. There's too much risk for the bank to provide a loan to the organization. They fear they won't get paid back. Our program is designed to help strengthen the business's fundamentals from the organization management side, but that has implications on the financial side. If you look, everybody in Radioland can look up the Baldrige 2020 report. It's a PDF. A few years back, the Baldrige community put together the 2020 report, which discusses the profound benefits of adopting Baldrige-based best practices to sales, to profitability, to employee engagement, to the improvement of quality, the improvement of employee satisfaction. All of that is now accessible to smaller organizations, and we encourage smaller organizations to adopt Baldrige-based best practices as early in their life cycle as possible. So they can start at startup. We're focusing on businesses that are already established, but we don't turn anybody away. Everybody can participate.
Right, and I would like to expand one thing on what you said about the banks. The banks make money by making loans, and a lot of people don't understand it, but a loan-to-deposit ratio that's acceptable for banks, that's profitable for banks, is 90% or higher. Too many financial institutions today are around 80 or 75%. So the banks stand ready to make the loans, but you made a good point, Mike. They have to qualify for the loan. Randy, you had a question.
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to get back to something you'd mentioned earlier, and that's, of course, your strategy, your scoreboard for your success score. You said there are approximately 6 points there. Could you kind of walk us through those six areas that you focus on and how those will affect the success or outcome?
Yeah. So the success score, by the way, is an indication of how healthy your organization is in terms of the Baldrige framework. So remember, the Baldrige framework is a compilation of 70 years of management theory. It's a holistic view of an organization's health. And so the six dimensions that we look at are leadership, strategy, mm-hmm. customer focus, employee or workforce focus, operations, and measurements.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't dumb it down for small business owners, but we're trying to give them a full indication of what Baldrige requires. So this is the success score is a real assessment. It's not one of those fun little pop quizzes you take on Facebook. When they take the success score, set aside 10 to 20 minutes, you will learn a lot about what excellence looks like from the point of view of Baldrige and other quality management models like Lean and TQM and the others, and what's required of you. And each question, each dimension has several questions that we ask that reflect the requirements of excellence in that dimension.
Well, I fill that out, Mike, and it is pretty intense, but it's not scary, and it's very thorough. And the business owner who wants to truly improve their company will find opportunities to do so just by taking that success survey.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you get your results, you can visit your local SCORE chapter and review the results with your SCORE mentor.
And the success SCORE survey, it also gives a pictorial read for the business owner, doesn't it? It's just not statistics. You've got little charts in there to show how each dimension scored.
Yeah, each dimension has its own measurement, so you'll have an indication of health for each of those individual areas, and then we aggregate all of those for one grand success score.
When the person is doing this, once they've done the first one, then do they come back again after a standard period of time, retake it, see how they're doing, so they can get immediate feedback on how their successes are moving along?
So I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because really for the first time ever, we can measure these soft skills dimensions. You can take this benchmark success score, and don't worry if your scores aren't that great to start. But we will also give you a 25-page feedback report with ideas of how to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take the success score survey again, and you can measure your improvement over time.
That's a wonderful concept to be able to do that, because people so often, it's a one and done and walk away. And this way you're engaged constantly. So super concept.
And if one of your gaps is in financial measures and you want to qualify for a bank loan, there's also a separate piece to this that will allow you to measure key measurements that the banks look at.
Mm-hmm.
Tony can talk about that a little bit.
We did I forgot what we called it. I think it was working with Doug Noe on that, Mike, and we came up with a preliminary financial score to, if the business owner puts in 3 years of history, we can actually statistically calculate what next year might look like, statistically only, but it gives a result based on some basic ratios like leverage, debt coverage, and working capital turnover things. And it gives the entrepreneur a very initial preliminary score as to how they might qualify for a bank loan in terms of those key ratios. And it's turning out to be pretty informative.
Yeah, so that's something separate from the success score, but if that's something that's interesting and you need that, just let us know, Mike at ManageHubAccelerator.com, or contact Tony at SCORE, and we will certainly provide that to you. And another interesting point, Randy, that you raised is this idea of measurements over time. And this has profound benefits for small business, because small businesses need more than loans. They need customers, right?
Right, absolutely.
And the largest customers, are manufacturers or the hospitals or, the large organizations in communities. But oftentimes small businesses are overlooked because their quality isn't consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, and the supply chain managers of these larger organizations worry about engaging the small business. But having a success score and working with SCORE and the Alliance and ManageHub to provide an indication of health would go a long way to give confidence to supply chain managers to work with you.
And, Mike, part of that is accomplished because not only the business owner's engaged in this, but the entire staff of the company's engaged in this process, isn't it?
Yes. That's a key principle of Baldrige and all other quality management models, is that you have to engage your employees in this process. And the way we do it is we organize companies into process teams. Every department is organized into the processes that are managed by that department and the people who perform each process. Those people become responsible for documenting and improving their own work. And in this way, quality excellence becomes part of the DNA of how the organization operates. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't matter if a leader changes or if one employee changes, because you have a company way of operating, of communicating, of sharing ideas, of documenting know-how. So it's a wonderful way for an organization to create enormous scalability, sustainability, and saleability.
Mike, before we take our next break, can you share with us again how folks can get in touch with you or learn more at your website?
Yeah, simply go to ManageHubAccelerator.com. You could take the success score immediately, request score in Wisconsin as your mentor, and we will get the survey results off to them, and they will review those results with you.
And it's all confidential.
It's all confidential. It goes straight to score, and they will send they will make an appointment with you, and they will review the results with you.
Great. We're going to take our last break right now. We're going to come back on the other side, wrap up the program with Mike. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox City, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I don't want to be broke, I just want to be paid. I just want to take all my money and put it away, all my money away.
Welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Mike Kramer, a CPA in Chicago. We're talking about a great program he's developed called Manage Hub, and it comes with a success score. It's very helpful for business owners to not only remain in business, but become successful, thriving by providing quality service and performance to their clients. Mike, we ended the last segment talking a little bit about those six dimensions in the success score. And we talked about business owners learning how to improve their business. Let's talk a little bit about how Manage Hub can help them do that.
Yeah, so the success score is very, very new. But really where we started is with Manage Hub software and the Accelerator program.
Mm-hmm.
And what the success score does is make it measurable. So now what I suggest people do is go to ManageHubAccelerator.com and take your success score. You will receive access to a free on-demand video workshop called the Quick Start Workshop. And it will start you on your Baldrige journey. It will show you step-by-step some of the things that you need to be doing in order to create a more sustainable and scalable organization. And then, of course, if that's interesting to you, you can participate in our four-part ManageHub Accelerator program, where we take a deep dive into analyzing your organization, identifying your processes, your process teams, your operational gaps, and starting you on documenting the step-by-step operating procedures of performing your processes, engaging your people, doing all those great quality management essential things.
Mike, statistically, folks who do follow this process, how many more are successful? I read somewhere some percentages like employee retention, greater profitability, customer growth. What are, real quickly, what are some statistical results of following this?
Well, that's why I suggest everybody go to the internet and download a copy of the Baldrige 2020 report, because it's all right there in the 2020 report. It's amazing. It's different for different companies and their different circumstances.
Sure.
But I think in small businesses, it's going to be even a greater benefit, because there's just so much waste. There's so much opportunity for improvement. And, you know, apply the 80-20 rule. You know, with very little effort, I think small businesses are going to see a really nice return on their investment.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to spend some time. They're going to have to be focused and committed to excellence. But I think it's going to transform their business from struggling and stressful to really successful and something valuable that one day they could sell.
Great. Mike, that's a great opportunity for people to be able to, you know, advance their businesses. And speaking of opportunities, that brings us to that point in our show where we ask the guest to come up with his biz tip for people out there, what you would recommend or what your thoughts are as far as a bit of wisdom for them.
Do you want my biz tip?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My biz tip is to delegate responsibility responsibly. Okay, and what this means is, instead of simply assigning work to a trusted employee who will likely make that work their own, and of course their related knowledge of how to perform that work, make sure to document the step-by-step operating procedures related to that work in such a clearly written fashion that anybody in your organization can perform the process without support. And what this does is it creates a classic win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
The business wins because you own the critical know-how of running your business, and you don't have to worry what's going to happen if that key employee should suddenly leave. And your employee wins because they're free from a job trap that would prevent them from being promoted as your company grows. So everybody wins. It makes the business more sustainable, scalable, and saleable. Delegate responsibility responsibly.
That's a great biz tip, Mike. Thank you. And tell us again, one more time, how can folks reach you or learn more about this this process?
By the way, if you want to learn more about the biz tip, I wrote an article on LinkedIn about it.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And to find out about ManageHub, just go to ManageHubAccelerator.com and take the success score, and you'll receive more and more information about what we do.
Mike, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It's very informative, and I'm sure a lot of people will be listening to the program. Thanks a lot for being our guest, Mike.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.